Hello and welcome to episode 9 of Ask Karen, the podcast that has all the answers. You can get in touch with advice for absolutely anything. Maybe you've hit a crossroads in your life, it could be a simple dilemma, or maybe you'd like to know if Karen likes to spy on her neighbours. You can email us at askkaren@hotmail.com. You can contact us via our website, askkaren.co.uk. You can follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Ask Karen Podcast, and we're also on Facebook as well. I'm your host, Chris, and I'm here with Karen.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm okay, thank you.
It's good. How's your flat going? Have you got your bits sorted?
Oh, my God. You know what happened, don't you?
I do know what happened, but for the...
Should I say?
I think you should.
So, was I good? Did I say about what happened with
So,
the
yeah,
work
for
then?
Listeners that didn't listen last week, where were you?
Crazy.
You had trouble with your drawer. And your hot water tap.
Yeah, and I was having trouble with getting them fixed by the repairman provided by my landlord.
He came around and made it worse.
Broke both of the things that weren't fully broken.
Terrible.
So then finally, someone came around to fix the kitchen drawer, because that one was lagging. Like, no one did anything. It was stuck out. I couldn't get in it. So he comes around this day. I got home from work, opened the door, and I'm like, what's that smell? Gas, like really strong smell of gas all throughout the flat. I was like, what the hell is a gas leak? Luckily, I smelt it, didn't come in and light a candle or something.
Yeah, or even putting the light switch on.
I did put the light on.
Did you?
I put the hall light on when I came in, but
because
it didn't
that
blow
could,
up.
That can I know. Spark.
I know. So I was really lucky that I'm still alive, frankly. Anyway, I walked in. They're just so messy, these like repairmen that he got in. So they'd taken everything out of the drawer to repair it and left it all over the side, and with like a wooden spoon or something, he's knocked on one of the gas hobs. The gas ring's been on all day.
But don't
day.
You have to push them down to turn them?
Yeah, but this flat is so old, it just goes
it just
on
turns.
Easily if you just flick
well,
it.
Yeah, that's a hazard.
I know.
Isn't it?
It's an absolute hazard. So I was like, I phoned him up on his emergency mobile number. I was so fuming about it.
Did you tell him off?
Yeah, and I left a voicemail because he didn't answer.
Right.
But then he phoned back and went, I'm so sorry about it.
Oh, was he apologetic?
He was apologetic. Right. So then I started going, oh, it's fine, don't worry about it, don't worry.
That's why he did that, probably.
Yeah, I know. He was like, good job, you got a good sense of smell. I was thinking, don't have to have a good sense of smell. Anyone walking through that door could smell it.
Yeah.
Anyway, I
opened all
the windows.
So how long do you think it's going for?
I don't know. He wasn't clear on that. I tried to pin him down.
Might be in the morning.
I thought it was him as well. He was like, they must have accidentally done it when they were doing the work. I'll have a word.
It's dangerous.
The whole place could have gone up. That's what you said.
Yeah.
I hadn't
Kaboom.
Thought of that. Kaboom!
Kaboom!
But it didn't.
Could have gone up. God, dear. Would have been the end of Karen.
This is what
the end of Ask Karen.
He should have just got me new cupboards.
Yeah.
But you know what? He's so tight, right? When I first moved in, there's only one shelf in the oven. And I said, oh, I don't know if the old people took the other oven shelf, but can I have another one? And he goes, no, it only comes with one shelf. No, it doesn't. There's like clearly a place where the other one goes.
Oh.
Anyway, I stopped moaning about him. 5 years ago.
Do you need two shelves, though?
Well, I've managed without it.
Right, where you go.
If I ever wanted to cook a roast dinner, which has like not happened in the last 5 years,
I think,
I'd be stuck.
You'd be all right, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I'll survive.
I went to see, surprise, surprise, a musical.
Surprise, surprise.
No, I didn't see that.
Oh.
I saw a musical on Friday.
Oh, another one.
You love a musical, don't you? I went to see 9 to 5.
Oh, God, no! Oh, wait, these are my brand new sofa covers.
What a disaster.
Wait, I'm so sorry, I've got to pause
proceeding. Go on, spilt your tea.
I literally only bought these last week, for God's sake. Sorry about that. I'm back. Sorry. This isn't a good start. Right. I'm going to get Buddhist now.
Are you?
Mm-hmm. Done.
Okay. That's quick.
Yeah.
Surprise, surprise. I went to see a musical on Friday. I went to see 9 to 5.
Working 9 to 5. Yeah. Oh, will we get charged for that? Because it was so identical to the original.
Probably get picked up on some sort of computer somewhere that you sung it.
I was out of tune. Oh, that's annoying, because normally I'm never out of tune.
Really?
Yeah.
Surprise to me. There's really random people in it. So do you know about it? It's based on the film from the 80s.
Yeah, which is brilliant, which is why I'm a bit not sure about.
So yeah, Dolly Parton is Dolly Parton has written new music for it. So 9 to 5 is in it.
Lily Tomlin's in the film. I love Lily Tomlin.
Who's that?
Have you watched Grace and Frankie on Netflix?
I thought you were going to say Lily Tomlinson.
No.
I don't think he's in the film.
Oh, I don't mean in the play. I mean in the film.
No, in the film.
With Jane Fonda.
Jane Fonda.
They're the two from Grace and Frankie.
What's Grace and Frankie?
Oh, have you not seen it? No. Oh, it's really funny. It's on Netflix. Oh, it's Jane Fonda and Lily Tomlin, quite old ladies,
yeah,
who have been married to their husbands all their life. And then when they're like 70, they find out the husbands have been having an affair. Like, oh, since, for like 40 years or something. This is the
film?
First episode. It's not a spoiler.
It's a sitcom.
No, it's a series. Yeah, there's like four series.
Quite recent.
Well, apart from there's been a four seasons, so it must be like 4 years.
Yeah, but not...
Yeah, modern.
Yeah, modern. Modern.
Brilliant.
Modern time sitcom.
Yeah. Anyway, sorry, that wasn't what we're talking about. Only, I love Lily Tomlin. I said to someone the other day, I want to be like her when I'm old, and she said, you already are like her.
I'll have to watch it and...
tell me if I am.
Yeah, right, well, okay.
Sorry, carry on.
So, there's really random people in it. There's... Brian Connolly, do you remember him?
Yeah. Doctor Who? No.
No.
That's the other one like him.
No.
Bradley Walsh. I always get them two mixed up. They're the same,
yeah,
really.
Similar, yeah.
So Bradley Walsh is better.
Brian Connolly was the one that had the... In the 90s, he had like his own sketch show.
Has he got a bit of a sneer?
Has he? And he had a puppet. And he used to say,
I hate puppets.
But he used to say, it's a puppet, do you remember?
No.
Do you remember that?
I don't like puppets.
No, but what it was a TV...
You're getting exasperated with me.
It was a kids' TV sketch.
Oh, it was kids.
And he was pretending... No, it was pretending to be a kids' TV presenter, so he was being really, like, over the top.
Right.
And there was a puppet, like a hand puppet, like there normally is on kids' TV, and then he would hit the puppet with a hammer or something, and then the crowd would go, oh, and he'd say, it's a puppet. It's okay. You know. Don't remember that.
No, I don't.
Anyway, he's in it.
Okay, great.
Bonnie Langford's in it. Do you remember her?
I know Bonnie Langford.
She was amazing. She stole the show. She was brilliant.
Wow, she's queen of musical theatre, isn't she? Her and her children.
Turns out. What children?
The Strassen? What are they called? C.C. Strassen or whatever they're called. You know, they're in all the musical theatre musicals.
Are they?
Strallen. Oh, I can't remember.
I don't know. I didn't know that.
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
They're West End Wendy's.
Louise from Eternal. She was in it.
She seems very nice.
She was good.
Yeah. Can she act?
Yeah.
Oh, she did Sylvia Young or something like that.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then Amber Davis from Love Island. Do you watch Love Island?
Oh, no, I've never seen that.
No, but it's apparently... She won Love Island.
Okay,
so I think
she's
gone in because she's obviously a name
now. She went to drama school or
but
something.
She went to drama school.
Yeah, she was getting Twitter beef.
She went to Erdang. So she's quite well trained. She's
okay, that's
musical really
theatre, yeah.
Really good voice.
Okay.
So she's... my opinion's changed of her now because I think she's quite clever.
Did you watch Love Island?
No.
Oh.
I've seen bits of it. It's not for me.
No. Well, I haven't watched it purely because I don't want to get addicted. And I don't really like all that stuff.
Yeah.
It's not for me. Yeah.
But I think she's clever because what she did was went to drama school. She wants to get into... musical theatre properly, and she thought, well, I'll do that, get a name for myself, which she has, and now she's the lead one of the leads in her.
She's got a lot of beef for it though. People didn't know she was trained. Why is the reality TV star getting the part? But she's not a reality TV star. She is, but that was second.
Go and see her.
Yeah,
she can sing a song.
I believe you.
She really can.
So did you enjoy it overall?
It's brilliant.
Oh.
And Dolly Parton was there on screen.
Oh, I thought you meant you met her.
No, but she was there on screen and she kind of like, she started singing 9 to 5 at the start with the orchestra, which is a bit strange.
That's cool.
But then like she's like narrating the whole thing. So good. It was really funny as well.
Okay.
Really recommend it.
Okay, thanks for the recommendation.
Very funny.
And they don't sing all their words.
They don't sing all the words.
Do they speak as well as sing?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Perfect. I'll check it out.
To play with songs, if you like.
Great.
Peter from Donaghadee.
Donaghadee?
Donaghadee.
Oh, I love that name.
Where is it? Northern Ireland.
Oh, I was going to guess Scotland. Sorry, Northern Ireland. Donaghadee.
Donaghadee.
Oh, that sounds ace.
Good to say, isn't it? Does Karen watch Eurovision?
No.
What did she think of the result?
I don't know. Oh, actually, to say does Karen watch Eurovision, I have in my life.
Right.
But not, I didn't watch
this
one.
You didn't watch it the weekend.
I didn't even know it was on this weekend until I heard about it. I heard that we had no points and came last. Of course not, because of Brexit.
Yeah, we were never going to win, were we?
I did know it was on because you'd already told me Madonna was going to be on it. I didn't know, I misunderstood that it was that weekend.
Oh, right. I didn't give you the dates, did I?
No, you didn't.
Sorry. Would you have watched it if I'd given you...
No.
No.
I knew it was on actually later on the Saturday. I thought, oh, I'm not going
to
watch it.
No, we went out to watch it, which I've never done before.
Have you not? Really, yes, we have. I've been out with you to watch it. Oh, no, that was a house party. It was out for me because I was out of my house.
Do you mean at our house?
No, was it someone else's house? Someone had a Eurovision party. Was it Richard? I was about to say Richard Madeley.
Richard and Judy, didn't we?
We went to someone's house. I don't think it was yours for a Eurovision party.
Was it in Brixton?
No.
No.
I don't know.
I think it was our house.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't your house.
Okay. Anyway.
Anyway, carry on.
Netherlands won.
Okay.
I didn't like the song. It's rubbish. But apparently the song's been number one for ages in Europe and stuff. So that's why everyone likes it. It makes sense, doesn't it?
Oh, the whole thing's ridiculous, isn't it? No one ever votes for us. And Greece vote for Cyprus and vice versa. Oh, yeah. And there's a million... Oh, I don't want to slag it off because some people love it. It's probably brilliant.
Well, it's fun. I still love it.
Actually, was it last year that it was quite good? I didn't watch it when Conchita was on it. I heard about it. And then one year... Maybe last year or the year before, I did watch it and I quite enjoyed it, apart from the fact it went on for like 5 hours.
Yeah, well, I think they've made it shorter now. And they've made the scoring a lot more interesting. Do you know about this? So
yeah, I watched it last year.
So yeah, what they do is they... was it? You were at our house last year.
Did I watch it at your house?
Did you come to our house last year?
Okay, I wasn't talking about last year. I was talking about a party where we dressed up and went to someone else's house. I was at your house last year.
Yeah, you were. You definitely were.
That's not what I was talking about earlier.
No, all right, let's make it clear.
That's a different party.
Right.
Okay, carry on.
The scoring, they've done the scoring thing where they show you the panel scores first and then they go through and then they show you the viewer's score, so it all changes as it goes on. It's really good.
Okay.
But we had a great idea. Well, it's actually Stevie's idea, producer Stevie.
Uh-huh.
He said that they shouldn't release the songs until the night, so no one should hear any of the songs. And then when they perform them, they shouldn't say what country they're from. It should just give them a number and then you vote for the number. And then right at the end, you get a big reveal of where they're from. Imagine that. That'd be amazing, wouldn't it?
That's a really good idea. He should write in.
Yeah.
No, because then how could they do the bits of VT about... where they come
just
from.
Just be like, song one, this is... They have to, like, disguise where they're from, wouldn't they?
But actually, they do it in the country.
And his name's really, like, Jesus. But he couldn't say Jesus because he's from Spain.
And if they're in... Where won it? Netherlands?
Yeah.
So they'd be all... Wherever the country people were from, they'd be, like... They'd have them, like, playing with windmills or wearing clogs or something anyway.
You'd have to stop all that.
No, because you wouldn't know, because it'd just be the country they perform in.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Sorry, yeah.
So, like,
that's what they do.
Country,
that's what they do. Yeah,
yeah. So it's not going to give it away.
Just have everyone in clogs. And
everyone
it's
in clogs, yeah.
Madonna was awful.
Oh.
I didn't want her to be awful, but she was.
I did wonder about playing Like a Prayer in Jerusalem.
She, oh, yeah.
Was it Jerusalem?
No, it wasn't. Tel Aviv.
Oh, well, still.
She can't sing in tune anymore
very well.
Yeah, so
that's
a bit
sad.
That's
a shame, isn't it?
And then the version of Like a Prayer she did was like a sort of stripped down version, which exposed her voice even more, and it wasn't very exciting because it was all a bit like low key and stuff. So I was waiting for it to kick in and be like,
yeah,
all the gospel choir and go for it, and it didn't happen. Just went to her new song.
Also, why is she on it? She's not from Europe.
Because she's got a new album out. And she wants,
can
she
they
wants
do that?
Millions of people. Yeah, they paid her £2 million to do the two songs.
Oh, flipping hell.
Praise, isn't it?
Oh, it's a shame, though.
Yeah.
Poor Madonna. With that and the cloak nearly strangling her.
Yeah.
That was ages ago. That's the last time I saw her do anything
that live. That was the Brits, wasn't it?
I don't know.
Yeah. And she fell over. And she went on, though, didn't she? Carried on.
Yeah. That's so bad.
She was a trooper back then.
That's the sort of thing I'd do, only I wouldn't carry on. I'd just lie on the floor laughing.
Hide.
Yeah.
Now, if you're like me and you love listening to podcasts, the Podcoin app pays you to listen to this podcast and every podcast. It's the podcast player that pays to listen. Just get the Podcoin app on iPhone or Android. It's free and super easy to use, and it turns your podcast listening into charity, or if you like, just get some Amazon or Starbucks gift cards. Just go to get the Podcoin app and use the invite code Karen, and you'll get 300 Podcoins just for signing up. That's 300 Podcoins just for signing up if you use the code Karen. Why not give the Podcoin app a try today? Sarah from Ipswich wants to know.
There's always Sarah from Ipswich.
She's messaged in a few times now.
Yeah.
Do you have any irrational fears? And if so, what are they?
They're not irrational. Well,
right.
Actually.
Defensive.
Okay.
They're not irrational.
I work with the fears. No, don't.
But some fears are irrational.
Actually,
though.
Okay. So I could say maybe not irrational, but out of proportion.
Okay.
Like mice. I don't even want to say it because I really, really, if I did get mice, I'm luckily I've never had them, I would have to move out because I had mice before and I had to move out.
Oh, really?
The other thing I'm getting better at is pigeons, especially when they flap near you. Mm. Two of them nearly flew into my head the other day. I had to duck to get out of the way. It's not a fear, actually. That's a bit more disgust. Whereas I'm a
disgusted
bit
in pigeons.
Yeah, I am. They're disgusted.
I don't like birds. Birds are a bit freaky, aren't they?
The pigeons in my garden in the park, though, are very different to London City Centre birds.
Yeah,
they're manky and they've got bits wrong with them and stuff. These are very clean and lovely, the ones outside.
And they probably walk around a lot more here, don't they? They've got more room to get around.
Yeah. They don't get the tube.
Don't get the tube. Oh, I saw a pigeon on the tube once. Yeah, I told you this.
I don't know.
This is so weird. I was on the district line, right?
Okay.
Going from Earl's Court to out to West London. And it was quite an empty train and the doors opened. A pigeon walked on to the train, right? Doors closed. The tube went along, like, to the next stop. As the tube was going along, the pigeon walked down the whole way down the tube. And I was like, everyone's watching it. I was really worried it was going to start flying, flapping around.
Oh, awful. Birds should never be inside.
Can you imagine that on a tube? That would be horrendous.
Horrendous.
So, anyway, I wonder what's going to happen. And then the tube got to the next stop. And the doors opened and it walked off.
Yeah, they do it. They know how to catch the tube.
But then I took a picture of it and I put it on Facebook and I said, look at this pigeon on the tube. And a friend of mine said, oh, they always get the tube from Earl's Court. And it was the same place where
See?
I was.
They do. They know how to use
so they
that
know,
route.
They use that route to get around.
It's quicker.
What if it's
They're
the same,
actually
it
quite
the same
clever,
pigeon?
Pigeons, as dirty as they are.
Yeah. Are they clever?
Well, if you can get a tube and you know, and also they know when it's about to come into the stop, they can and then go to the right door, like on the right side.
Yeah.
Like sometimes I go to the
right
side.
Well, the platform gives it away a little bit.
Well, they're down on the floor. They can't see above the doors. What platform?
No, but it was on the platform.
Oh, I thought it meant getting off. Getting off, they know which side to go
to. You're right, but the door opened, that's a clue, I think.
Yeah, but they're at it already.
They
go and stand at the door, wait for the doors to open.
That's true.
Birds should never be indoors.
If that pigeon had started flying around that tube.
Oh, God, breakdown.
Now, I've got to admit, I started recording on my phone on video, not hoping it would, but I thought if it does, I'm going to catch this on video and catch everyone going,
oh, horrendous. I'm always a bit worried because my kitchen window will open all the way out and I'm a bit scared that a bird will come in it, fly in it.
Mm-hmm. Is it not like a latch?
Well, you can either open it a little bit at the top that way, or you can just take it off the whole thing off sideways. Yeah, you know it can do either.
Yeah.
I don't really get how that works.
No.
How does it know?
Clever, isn't it?
Yeah.
Clever latch system.
Yeah.
They are clever windows. Francis from Bury St Edmunds.
That's a nice name.
Bury St Edmunds.
No,
or
Francis. don't know any Francis.
Have you heard of ASMR?
Yeah.
Does it work on you? Maybe you should try to do some in an episode.
No!
Maybe you could get some new fans.
I don't like it.
There
some
are lots of fans
love it.
Of ASMR.
Yeah, I know someone at my old work, Elise, she used to absolutely love it.
Should you explain what it is?
It's not sexual, but to me, I think it is.
Well, that says a lot about you, I think.
It's where people go.
Can I come look? Do it
no! They say like, oh, I can't think of it. What can I say?
Just explain what it is.
Like that.
Why did you say, do you like?
I was asking you, but I forgot I was still doing it on there. It's meant to give you tingles. It's like combing your hair.
It's meant to calm people down, isn't it? Is that the idea of
that? That as well, but also you get sensations, like not sexual sensations, but like, oh, that's a nice type sensation.
There's a really funny one on YouTube. Do you know Anne Hegarty from The Chase, the TV show?
Yes.
She has recorded, I don't know why she's done this, but she's recorded that online is fan fiction about Anne Hegarty, right? So she's found some fan fiction, a story about her, and she's reading it or whispering it.
Oh, the fans would love that, right?
It's really bizarre. It's quite funny.
What sort of thing does she say?
Well, she's doing this. It's a story about how someone's on the show, and they got asked the question, "What's the American word for eggplant?"
Aubergine.
what's the other way around? What's
eggplant.
The yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But she's whispering it like that.
Do it properly like I did.
Whispering it. What's the English name for the American vegetable eggplant?
Woo! People might like that.
But at one point she gets a jelly and she starts wobbling the jelly.
Yeah, there's strange things. Oh, also crinkling paper. Mm-hmm. I think that's popular.
Yeah. Shall I do...
Because
some people listen to it while you're sleeping or while you're going to sleep.
Yeah, to help you get to sleep.
I've never done that. I think it's a bit freaky. That would freak me out a bit.
I don't really want someone, a stranger, whispering in my ear as I'm trying to go to sleep.
Not unless you've arranged it.
Yeah, unless I know. I don't want to be taken by surprise by it.
I like listening to noises though. Like,
what do you mean?
So I've got an app that it plays like rain or
yes,
a train going past.
White noise.
A beaches. Fan. Beaches.
Yeah, the you sea. Know, like,
yeah.
Not like that. Like the tide's coming in.
Yeah, yeah. I really like that. That's really nice. I think because I've got a bit of tinnitus in my ear, so when the room's silent, then the tinnitus comes up a bit, and you can hear that like a tone. So it helps with that. So that's good.
Is that from standing too near to loudspeakers?
I think so, yeah. Probably headphones too loud. But you know.
Is that why you close the front door so quietly?
Maybe, yeah. I never thought about it. It's vegan time. What's been your favourite meal of the week?
Well, it's not a meal but it's vegan food that I made from scratch and was delicious.
Okay.
And it is raw vegan chocolates.
Raw chocolates?
Yeah, so they're actually healthy and good for you.
Okay.
As well as being chocolate, and they don't taste like they're good for you at all. Well, are they good for you? Well, it's better for you than a dairy milk.
Exactly,
for example.
So what do you put in
there? So it's so easy. You get raw cocoa butter. Like, it's an edible kind, not like cocoa butter you put on your skin. Not
moisturizer. Right, don't go to the body shop.
Just go to the health food shop. Get, like, a block. You get a block of cocoa butter.
Yeah.
Then you melt it down over in an... So you put it in a bowl. Then you put hot water in a bowl underneath it. You know what I mean?
Oh, and melt it down. Yeah.
So it goes liquid. Then you put in raw cacao powder, which is like cocoa powder. Yeah. CACAO.
Okay.
It's like the natural, organic, raw, unprocessed one, which is like really good.
I had cacao in a bar today, actually.
Oh, there you go.
Cacao and orange.
Was it nice?
It was really nice, yeah.
So, well, there you go. You can put orange in this, actually. I didn't this time, but.
Right, okay.
If you like chocolate orange.
So, we've got the butter.
So, the cocoa butter, then cacao powder, which is like pure. Yes, it's a bit funny. It's like that. Then agave syrup to sweeten it. Or you can use a different sweetener if you wanted. And a little bit of natural vanilla extract. That's it. Just whisk it all up together.
Is this on the...
Still in the top bowl with the warm water underneath
So you've not heated it up or anything?
No, it's raw.
Okay.
It's not cooked.
Of course, sorry. I've
got that. So it's just warm enough to melt the chocolate.
Right.
That's all.
Yeah,
it's not boiling.
That's what's allowed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Up to whatever degree it is. I don't know. Okay. It was under it. And you can if you want. I've made it before, but I didn't this time put a few drops of rose water. What was it? Rose... water essence in, so it tastes like a bit like Turkish delight.
Oh, okay.
Or you could put orange, but this time I didn't.
What do you put any flavour in?
No, just vanilla.
So then you've got this sort of paste, I guess.
Yeah, well, it's liquid at this stage. It smells delicious. Then I just used ice cube trays, poured it in ice cube trays, set it in the freezer for like, I did it overnight, but I didn't leave it all overnight because I had to try them.
Obviously,
it probably they'd be all right in an hour or two, but I made them quite close to going to bed. And you just pop them out of the ice cube tray, and they're like nice little square chocolates. Absolutely delicious.
Oh, wow.
No sugar, no dairy.
Brilliant.
I'd really recommend them.
Well, you have.
I can't remember the exact amounts I put in each, but I can tell you, you can put it on social media in case people are interested.
Well, let's do that. We'll do that, actually, because people will be interested.
It was like half a block, and then but I could
half a block of this, half a block of that.
Yeah, a little bit of this.
Dash of that.
I would recommend it. Honestly, they're so delicious. I've made them for people I worked with before and they all loved them.
Oh, wow. Have you got any left?
No.
Brilliant.
Shouldn't have really told you. All gone.
That's the end of our podcast.
Wow, that flew by. I always sound not convincing when I say that.
Yeah, that's not convincing.
But I'm always surprised at the end. I feel like, are you sure?
thanks for all your messages. Please do get in touch. We love to hear from you.
Oh my gosh, we do. We absolutely love it.
You can send in a question or a dilemma or just a comment on what we've been talking about.
Where's the dilemma again?
No dilemma.
Why are people not sending dilemmas?
I'm not sure.
And maybe I'm going to stop asking. Maybe they're just not sending them because I ask.
Maybe. Well, let's see. Maybe we'll get one next week.
Okay, let's see.
You can email us at askkaren@hotmail.com. You can use the form on our website, askkaren.co.uk. You can follow us on Twitter and Instagram at AskKarenPodcast. And we're also on Facebook. Don't forget, you've got 1 week left to win a Ask Karen mug. All the details are on our website, so go and check that out.
Check that out.
And send us a dilemma, because then you'll make Karen happy and you might win a mug.
Yeah, that's actually two birds with one stone.
Yeah.
And it could be a dilemma they actually really want solving.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be three birds with a stone. Why?
They'd get a dilemma solved, they might possibly get a mug, and they'd make me happy.
Oh, three things. You are right.
Yeah.
What sort of dilemma would you like to
hear? I like the scandalous ones we had at the start that turned out to be from EastEnders.
Like proper, like...
Yeah, like, should you tell your best friend's a drug dealer and you're secretly in love with
her?
Yeah,
or you're having an affair,
or you're going to move to Australia with your girlfriend that you've only been going out with for like a month or whatever it was.
Well, if you're doing any of that, then message us.
Yeah, you can be anonymous. No, make up a name.
Make up a name. We don't know.
We don't care.
We don't care.
I do care.
Thanks for joining us. I hope you've enjoyed listening. Please spread the word and tell your friends, and don't forget to subscribe if you haven't already.
Yes.
You can even give us a rating.
Yes, please.
5 out of 5. Lovely. See you next time.
Bye.